The cornerstone you see on the left of the main door was laid in October 1926. A year later, the first service in St. Peter's Episcopal Church was held. There were no pews. Everyone sat on folding chairs. There were no decorations. And the wonderful stained glass windows that so distinguish the church today were not yet in place, let alone even designed. But there was an organ, and the members' voices surely rang out joyfully singing that Sunday's hymns. Finally, after years of a rather nomadic existence, they had a home. Initially, Episcopalians living in the new town of Mountain Lakes worshipped at St. John's in Booton. Most of them took the trolley, the subject of your next stop, which ran irregularly on Sundays, making Sunday school attendance especially difficult. The Reverend Henry B. Wilson, St. John's pastor, established a branch of Sunday school in the community church that ran from 1916 to 1917. As more and more homes were built and Mountain Lakes continued to grow, so did the call for a separate church. At Reverend Wilson's urging and with the bishop's blessing, the Newark Diocese purchased this piece of property overlooking Mountain Lake in 1919. Architectural drawings were needed. Money had to be raised. Meanwhile, the newly named Congregation of St. Peter's gathered for its initial service in August of 1923, 90 strong at St. John's School, which later became the Wilson School. It was renamed to honor Reverend Wilson's wife after her death. Sunday services were also held for a short time at the Masonic Temple right across the boulevard. At that maiden service at St. Peter's, the first baptism was for a baby boy named Gil Higgins, who represented a third generation of a prominent Mountain Lakes family whose place in town history was destined to grow even greater. Gil Higgins was the grandson of Captain Lucius Higgins, a member of the vestry who served in World War I and as the town's fourth postmaster. The baby's father, Gilbert Higgins, would years later be awarded a bronze medal by the Carnegie Hero Fund Commission for jumping into frigid waters on December 16, 1944, to save a Mountain Lakes boy named Edward Nelson who had fallen through the ice. Gil Higgins would also grow up to become a hero. A lieutenant in the U.S. Army, Gil Higgins died in Germany on March 28, 1945, from wounds he suffered trying to help his tank column escape enemy fire. His gallantry earned him the Silver Star, which is on display in a glass case inside the church. The original design called for an L-shaped building, complete with a four-story tower and a wing paralleling the boulevard even longer than the church for the parish and the rectory. But that design, as you can see, was never built. Pledges fell far short of the estimated $100,000 in construction costs. The scope of the original construction was therefore streamlined to the church itself, but the design character did not change. Like the community church, which we'll visit on an upcoming stop, and the foundations and chimneys of the town's houses, the masons erecting St. Peter's used local boulder stones and pudding stones, ensuring the building fit well with the arts and crafts style of the town. Money would remain in short supply long after St. Peter's threw open its doors. The choir loft had to come later. Pews, even lighting fixtures were added one by one as money became available. The church's women's service, originally known as the Guild for Service, worked tirelessly to raise money for their fledgling house of worship. In 1926, they raised $2,000, a lot of money in those days. For many years, the St. Peter's Christmas Bazaar fundraiser was a town institution. At one fundraiser, called a handkerchief social, 85 hand-embroidered handkerchiefs were displayed and offered for sale. The stained glass windows came slowly. By World War II, only three had replaced the wire mesh opaque milk glass windows that were supposed to be temporary. Most of the rest of the stained glass windows were installed between 1948 and 1953 as one by one church members memorialized family members and friends. Thus does a bit of the town shine on. Marie Haddon, a beloved Sunday school teacher, is remembered in a window depicting Christ blessing the children. Elizabeth Merriam, an accomplished gardener, is honored in the window, "Consider the Lilies, How They Grow." By the 1970s, only the big window at the rear of the nave remained opaque. By chance, or perhaps providence, someone poking around inside one of the church window seats came across the original line drawings for the majestic nave window. Apparently commissioned by St. Peter's second rector, the design had been executed by a noted English stained glass designer. Such a pedigreed design called for an equally talented craftsman. St. Peter's got exactly that when it hired Gordon Henderson of Tawako, a craftsman whose family business dated to the 1870s. Henderson tapped a cache of 80 to 100-year-old hand-blown glass he'd been saving and threw his heart and soul into the project. The window was dedicated on Easter Sunday, 1978. Said Henderson upon its completion, "The window at St. Peter's is my most satisfying work. It's part of my life, probably the greatest creation I've ever done or will do." Fittingly, both Henderson's son and daughter were married in the glow of the window. Now, head farther down the asphalt path along the boulevard toward Booton, 100 yards or so, and stop where you'd like, with a distant view in both directions.